I speak to you in the name of God. Amen. The antidote to fear is faith. And faith is expressed by doing something. That is what the Spirit says to the church on this Sunday in mid-November, when the world is on edge. Americans are coming to terms with the rough edges and soaring promises of democracy. People are still getting sick and dying from COVID-19 virus. The antidote to fear is faith, and faith is expressed by doing something. I have to admit, I have a lot of sympathy for the poor guy in the parable who chose the risk-free path and preserved his principle. It's a pretty simple story, actually. Before leaving on a long journey, a man staked each of his trusted employees with some venture capital. There must not have been a bear market scouring the land, because two of the employees went out, made trades, invested their capital, took some risk, and doubled their investments by the time the man returned. They got their bonus, and they got the reward of knowing they had done well. But what if, instead of investing in Apple at the beginning, they had invested in Enron, or Worldcom, or a pharmaceutical company about to lose its patents? What if this parable were told today? I'll tell you what, if I had been able to see through a crystal ball and had foreseen how far the market would fall in 2008 or when the virus hit, I might have buried my stake in a bond fund or even a money market fund, put it in a bag and put it in the ground. I wouldn't have made much of my investment, but I wouldn't have lost much either. What will the man say to us when he returns from his trip and finds that the gift he gave has shrunk because of the risk we took? Might I have been more prudent and wise steward to have just held on to what I had? It is tempting to hear this parable as a long commentary on the virtues and vices of financial planning. The obvious disparity between the skillful investing by the two employees and the cautious, hesitant prudence of the third employee. The contrast is almost too obvious. In a lively environment with opportunities for growth, we would all criticize the poor guy who just held on to what he had. In 2008, my wife urged me to move all our investments to money market funds. Imagine the growth we would have missed if I had done that. During a bull market, almost everybody would ridicule a portfolio that was just surpassing the rate of inflation. So because the parable is told in the currency of currency, so to speak, we hear it as a fable of prudence and risk. But Jesus never talked about money just to talk about money, even though he talked about money more than anything else. Jesus told stories about our having things to show us the reign of God in the world. And within the precincts of the reign of God, faith disarms fear. So Jesus told this story about two men of faith and one fearful man to allow us to test the threshold of our own faith and our own fear. It's hard not to be afraid when every step and every breath are shadowed by fearful things. People in our parish have lost jobs because of the COVID-19 economic downturn and don't know where to turn. People in our parish have been infected by the COVID-19 virus and have had to deal with that. We wear masks everywhere we go, or we don't, and get infected. Our recent election has exposed the raw edge of fear that animates so much of our politics and our civic engagement. We're afraid these days, and with good reason. All over the land, within and without the precincts of the reign of God, people have been burying their capital, holding on, hoping to preserve what they have, unwilling to take risks that might lose everything. It's a cautious and fearful time. But let me tell you a story. Back in the Great Depression, when people were hungry and homeless and sick and desperate beyond anything we know today. The church warden of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo said one day, we need to build an endowment. So John Wilson set out to build up the cathedral endowment. It was the worst possible time, must have been the reaction of many people back then. But John Wilson knew that the only antidote to fear is faith, and he knew that faith is expressed by doing something. He refused to bury the cathedral's talent in the ground, even though most people would have applauded him for doing so. He took the things God had given to him, to his ancestors, and he invested them and built them up. And today, with the cathedral endowment having grown to $10 million, the people of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo can open the doors on the reign of God with joy and hope, because John Wilson stood in the fearful time and listened to the parable and took it to heart. Can we do the same, good people? Can we open our hearts and hands and receive the antidote to our fears? Last week we gathered in our pledges for the coming year. We're still doing that. If you haven't returned yours, we'll take it. They will be ruined if we bury them. So we will offer them and lift them up and put them to use, and God will be honored by the great good they will do. These pledges will be distributed in our community, throughout our diocese, and on to the Episcopal Church and throughout the world. They will more than double their value because we refuse to be governed by our fear. We are currently in the middle of our annual pledge campaign. Faith-filled generosity is our theme. Each of us has had to look closely at the gifts we were given and decide what to do with them. Some of us will surely bury them, protect them, and hope that when our accounting comes due, we will not be blamed for their not having grown. Whether it is fear or prudence, we've been cautious. Others have recognized that a gift is a gift and cannot be buried. We have gone away and traded and invested and sought to stretch our gift and reach farther with it. Whether it is imprudence or faith, we have stepped beyond like John Wilson did in the midst of the Great Depression at the cathedral in Buffalo. We still don't know how our collective gift will be treated. I must admit that the vestry and I will try to protect what we've been given and not be reckless with it, and it often feels like the dirt is piling up over us. However, I want to tell you that we are trying to act in faith and not in fear. We always face difficult decisions in our budget planning. After all, we can only spend what we receive. Sometimes the limits of our planning feel like the consequence of fear and not the euphoria of faith. But we are not in the burying mood. We are not in the burying mood. We know that our mission lies before us. We are still called to offer God's hospitality, healing, and hope to this community, all around us, and all of its fearful and anxious people. We are moving ahead in our ministry of partnership with Temple Terrace Elementary School, our support of St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry, our support of the VA Hospital, our reaching out through Episcopal Relief and Development throughout the world. We hope to expand our services to all who long for a blessed hope, as the Scripture says. It's all in the parable. And it's not really about money. It's about the reign of God and the antidote to fear. So look at the gifts you've been given. Shrug off your impulse to protect them. Remember John Wilson and the Great Depression venture. And remember that the door to the reign of God is as open as the front doors of this church that are never locked. The front doors. Do not be afraid, but do not look down and do not avoid trouble. Take the risks. Together we will enter into the joy of the one who has given us everything we have.